It's the post-match show. I'm Sean Bennett. I'm here with George Trads, Phil Blundell, and Kev Walsh, who's having a lovely time. He's going to be on his best behaviour. And Liverpool have just been beaten 3-0 at Anfield, which is a very, very weird sentence to say. But, you know, you're going into that game, and it's supposed to be a tonic for the tension of the league. It turns out to be torture. You know, I'm going into that wanting a peacock when I got a pigeon. I was thinking that's going to be the game.
Very good. It's a good line.
That's going to be our scoring practice. We're going to get scores on the board. Confidence is going to be up. We're going to iron out all the issues. It's going to be the start of the running in terms of, like, laying markers down, and markers breed more confidence, and it couldn't have been more of the opposite of that. George, I'm going to come to you first. I'm going to try and diagnose the first half if we can, and it starts off and finishes with Kelleher bailing us out, and there's just problems up and down the pitch. The selection, there's question marks on, but just the sloppiness to start away, you know, again, the first 5 minutes they were in, and they're having a clear cut chance. It's like time and time again this keeps on happening.
Yeah, we did the Liverpool thing of giving away a really good chance in the first couple of minutes. And to be fair to Kelleher, I think he peaked on the second minute when he made that save. I don't know. Someone was saying that he saved it with his face, but it looked like a phenomenal save where they were in 6 yards out and somehow he managed to parry a shot out for the corner. But after that, it just went from bad to worse. I mean, we looked okay. I think after that, we settled into the game a little bit better. You know, Nunes got in. He made a mad decision when he was played through to play that chip with his right foot instead of his left when he chipped it wide. And it did really go from bad to worse in the game tonight. I was watching it and I was thinking, when we got to half time, I was thinking, I can't get any worse than this. Oh, did it get worse? It got so much worse. And I'm shocked because, as you said, the narrative that you tell yourself when you come into a game like this tonight is you go, yeah, the Reds are going to do it. You know, we had a bit of a blip on Sunday. We come in, we'll put things right. And yet the team selection made everything feel a little bit weird. You know, we come in with a bit part team. You know, the fullbacks didn't cover themselves in glory tonight on both sides. I think the shape looked wrong, but fair play to Atalanta because they absolutely had our kecks off. They had our kecks off. I mean, we haven't even got our kecks. They've kept our kecks. That's how bad it is. We were going home with no kecks. That's how bad it is. But yeah, I'm shocked. I'm embarrassed, and it's really going to be really, really tough to turn it around from here.
Kev, you're looking at the selection, and yeah, there was a bit of rotation, but there's more than enough quality going into that, I think, and we can pull it off. But for me, it was just the quality on the ball all across the pitch. Like, to me, Cass, I don't know how many times I had me head and me hands. You know, Elliot had his moments, yes, he hits the bar, but it's like the simple things we just weren't doing well.